Mike Zweifel back here on WEKZ, AM 1260 and FM 95.5. For two time now here in early August to chat with FHN. We're very pleased to be joined here today by President and Chief Executive Officer, FHN, talking FHN Pride Week and their associated celebrations this week with Mark Gridley. Mark, thanks so much for taking the time here today.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, well, we always appreciate your time. And I tell you what, this is a big week for you guys. FHN usually celebrates its team members during National Hospital Week in May, but this year it was postponed until this week due to restrictions about gatherings due to the obvious ongoing pandemic. Since we've been interviewing you during National Hospital Week in the past, we're calling this a little bit more about FHN Memorial Hospital that people might not know, like how long it's been serving the people of Northwest Illinois. Can you kind of dive into that a little bit for us?
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure and it's a privilege to be in this community for so long. FHN Memorial actually started in 1902 as the Globe Hospital, and it was a 40-bed facility on the upper side of Stevenson Street. In 1904, the first school of nursing opened with just 7 women in the class. In 1924, the Deaconess Society of the Evangelical Church actually bought the Globe Hospital for a whopping $22,500, and then they changed the name to the Evangelical Deaconess Hospital. In 1960, the Globe building was demolished, and we built a new north wing, and the name was changed to FHN Memorial in 2003. And the network changed its name to FHN just really to more accurately reflect its dedication to caring for families across Northwest Illinois, not just in Freeport or Stevenson County. So if anybody's interested in wanting to learn more about the hospital, they can certainly look it up at our website, which is www.fhn.org. But I did just want to share that FHN is locally owned, and the benefit of that is that all of the decisions that are made here are made by people living and in this community and also receiving health care by FHN.
I know it sounds just like yourself, myself included, big history buffs, and we kind of like diving into the history of things. So where can folks go again, Mark, if they want to learn more about FHN's past?
They can go ahead and check our website, which is www.fhn.org.
All right, so make sure you give that a look. And well, FHN, you mentioned locally owned and is much more than FHN Memorial Hospital today. Where all does FHN operate today, and what types of services are offered?
Well, we're pleased to be throughout Northwest Illinois. We have our Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center, which is right on the hospital campus. We have a Center for Wound Healing. We have 10 family health care centers throughout different geographies spanning 5 counties that practices primary care and lots of specialty care. We have our own hospice. We have our own outpatient mental health services with the Family Counseling Center, which includes a crisis stabilization center. We partner with Physicians Immediate Care for urgent care. And on average, we have about 1,500 people that come to FHN every day for their health care needs.
Mark Gridley with us here, FHN President and Chief Executive Officer here today. Now, let's talk a little bit about Pride Week at FHN. What are we talking about? What's taking place, Mark?
Well, PRIDE is an acronym that was developed by a team of caregivers here. So what leadership did is they took a step back and asked some of our top performers what would make this a great place to work. And we love acronyms in healthcare. So PRIDE stands for being patient-centered. The R stands for respect, dignity, and compassion. The I stands for being innovative. The D stands for delivering excellence every person, every time with empathy. And then the E stands for being engaged. And so what we like to do is recognize employees that have gone above and beyond or been caught in the act of demonstrating these behaviors by their peers, by patients. And so we get to bring in some local food trucks to serve them lunch. And in our surrounding areas, we do some deliveries of some treats. And our mayor for City of Freeport is actually coming out today to declare this as FHN Day. So we're always grateful to have Mayor Jody Miller coming and giving a few word of thanks to this fantastic team we have here.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, what are some of the great things going on at FHN?
There's so many to talk about. We just opened our new Joe Davies Family Health Center right off of Highway 20 in Stockton. We opened a crisis stabilization center earlier this year for mental health crisis. We've also updated our surgical suite, so we're in the process of finishing that in the next, I think, 2 weeks here, where we have new camera systems, new lighting, updating finishes. We have new imaging equipment. We're in the process of installing a brand new cardiac catheterization lab, which you should be able to get done this year. All of that, but really it's the skill and compassion of our people that make a difference. So engaged in different programs in the community. We just kicked off our Walk with a Doc, which allows people to get outside, learn from a healthcare professional, things about staying well or asking them some general questions. And again, making sure that we're trying to communicate all we can around the pandemic. I know there's been a lot of work we did with vaccination clinics, and it's an ongoing process to really just try and keep people informed of what's happening. So we have quite a bit to going on, and I could probably talk for the rest of the morning, but I'm going to cut it off right there.
No, not a problem, Mark, at all. You guys, as it sounds and you mentioned, you guys are very committed to the community and being a partner in the community. What are some of the types of things that you guys are involved with at FHN there in the community?
Well, what's important for us is not just waiting for people to come into our physician practices or into our hospital when they actually need care, but really trying to be preventive and also going out and being a part of our community. So FHN is hosting a Connect the Dots program, and DOTS stands for Doors of Team Support, because we know that it takes all of us working together to help support an individual or a family that may be going through challenges that goes beyond just the physical health, but really mental health, financial health, and how do we work together to make sure that we're serving all of our populations. I mentioned our Walk with a Doc program where people can get out and talk to a healthcare professional, do a number of speaking events. Also, Dr. Perry, the previous CEO for FHN, has been instrumental in continuing a Mobile RX, which is a mobile food truck pantry, which actually takes food to serve those in need. And at the same time, we have our community outreach nurses to be able to help with some general screenings and connect people to care if they're really in need. We certainly have a good time with our Festival of Trees and so many other things that we do, whether they be 5Ks or just events to show the community we're here by sponsoring different organizations and really partnering with other not-for-profit agencies to make a difference.
Well, you mentioned Festival of Trees. It's not going to be long. We'll be talking about that. It's hard to believe we're getting that close here already. Not to jump the gun there, but your FHN employees, they're also very involved in the communities that you guys serve, Mark. What are some of the things that the folks at FHN are doing right now?
I'm always proud to see our team out at the fair. So our team did the first aid support out at Stevenson County Fair, many of them volunteering their time at different parades, different fairs throughout different communities, different holiday events, different types of runs I had mentioned, and lots of summer activities. We try and have a presence, whether that be our cruise night, whether it be German Valley Days, whether it be Stockton 4th of July celebration, the Warren Pumpkin Days. There's just so many things that our team gets out to be a part of, as well as volunteering on different community boards throughout our area to make sure that we have a presence to know what's going on through our community and make sure we show that, you know, we are part of this family and everybody around us is part of our community that we want to connect with.
Mark Gridley is our guest here today, President and Chief Executive Officer, FHN, here today. Now, Mark, we mentioned the theme this year for National Hospital Week was Inspiring Hope Through Healing, which you're also using for FHN Pride Week. How do you think that the theme applies at FHN?
In the most simplest term, it really, the way I ask people to think about the care they're providing is thinking about somebody that they love or care for and what type of care would they like them to receive. It's really about the commitment to providing care that you'd want for your own family, despite whatever challenges ahead, is really looking at moving beyond that. And it's focusing on doing the small things for staff and for patients. That's one of the things that we oftentimes overlook but could make such a big difference, as well as some of the big stories, you know, the true life-saving examples that we experience on a regular basis. But more so is just really making sure that people are connected to the care that they're both providing and connecting to the care that patients are receiving.
Mark, I love talking with you because you talk a lot about your team and the folks at FHN and being out in the community. But let's talk about you here. What are you yourself most proud of at FHN?
Oh, that's an easy one, and it's been a consistent answer since I've been here. It's truly the people at FHN. with the it's, you know, we have latest technologies that are coming in, changing all the time, and big investments and cool equipment, maybe a new building like the bricks and mortars that we put together. But it's really about the skill and compassion of each one of our caregivers, and that's everybody on the team, whether it's an environmental service worker or whether it's a surgeon. Everybody across the board, I'm just humbled and privileged to be able to serve them and just be able to hear about the amazing work that they do each and every day. I couldn't be prouder.
We live in, we're very gracious to you and I both, no matter what side of the border right here on the state line you live on. It's very generous, both philanthropic and just volunteering area. What can listeners do if they'd like to help at FHN?
Well, you had mentioned being the philanthropic approach, which we certainly always welcome contributions to FHN. One of the things being locally governed is we ensure that any monies that comes into the organization is invested back into the people, into the community, into the property, so we can continue our mission. But I'd really ask something simple of people, which is just to refer family and friends to FHN for services, to give us the opportunity to be able to care for you is one of the highest compliments that somebody can give. I'm also referring family and friends to actually work for FHN. I think it's a great organization to work for. And this week we're actually going to be celebrating some service anniversaries for team members. And we have people that have been here for up to 60 years. So it's a great place. We also have lots of volunteer opportunities. So we have a large army of volunteer services that help keep this organization running. Or in a simple term, just come on out and enjoy some of our events and talk with our team.
All right. If folks out there in listener land want to find out more about those events, more about FHN, whether it be career-wise or for care-wise or to learn more about the history, where's the best place to go, Mark?
Well, they can certainly keep listening to radio interviews like yours. And then we deliver our Insight magazine throughout the years. That should be hitting people's mailboxes any day now. And that's got some great stories about our role in the community. If people are interested in FHN events, they can always learn more at www.fhn.org.
All right, very good. Mark, as always, thanks so much for giving us some time here on all the different platforms at Big Radio. Congrats to all the success for you and everyone, and thank you for your service, especially during this last year plus. Best of luck as you guys continue to head forward.
Thanks for all your support, Mike. Appreciate it.
Mark Gridley, our guest here today, President, Chief Executive Officer, talking FHN Pride Week right here on WEKZ.